Join CFRC on September 28th at the Broom Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Sound Tech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and sound check basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present an Airwave YGK matinee featuring live performances by Birdbone Theatre, Foster Shea and Sudak, and the Oscar Evans Group. Come for an eclectic musical adventure featuring traditional Slavic sounds, folk pop, and jazz ensemble works created by local artists right here in Kingston. Join us at the Broom Factory September 28th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. for three great back-to-back performances by these wonderful local artists. Folks can come enjoy food and drink for sale in the Broom Factory's licensed cafe. Tickets are available now for $15 in advance via CFRC.ca or $20 at the door. The CFRC concert is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Songwriters from Here and Away, the show that...
Hey, thanks for tuning in. My name's Robert Campbell. Glad you're here. I'm going to play a lot of tracks, new songs from across Canada. And this is the last month or so worth of new songs from all over the place and all styles. We're going to start out with Mr. Jeff Beadle, and he's out of B-E-A-D-L-E, not Beadle, Mr. Beadle. And he's out of Ontario, Welland, I believe, and he's been tearing up the charts, touring lots, and I think... You should find out about him. Check him out online. That's Jeff Beadle. Here he is. This is called Hard Times.
Oh, hard times. Oh, hard times. We've been praying for sunshine, still calling for rain. Oh, hard times. Oh, hard times. Now you know what it feels like. Something gonna change. And I don't wanna die, you little old man, slumped in a rocker with pills in my hand. Far too weak to even take a stand now. Beaten on and used. And I don't wanna feel death from above. Cheated on by the country I love. Well, fight the wars, rise above them. Don't leave the kids confused. Whoa, hard times. Whoa, hard times. We've been praying for sunshine, still calling for rain. Whoa, hard times. Whoa, hard times. Now you know what it feels like. Something gonna change. And they say we have a devil inside us, and homegrown hate can spread like a virus. When free speech turns to death and violence, that's a generation doomed.
But hey, we're living in a delicate world where spit, shine, polish, shot out like a pearl. Ain't nothing rich about modern living. You got everything to lose. More hard times, more hard times. We've been praying for sunshine, still calling for rain. More hard times, more hard times. Now you know what it feels like. Something gonna change.
Prayed the factory boom would keep us all. We were Navy boys and each one willing. Far from us the grind of milling. How could I ignore adventure's call? I would never be the same. We reached to where the bay it narrows. I knew right then that I would make my home. Secrets whispered on the wind, the promise of my one true. It doesn't matter now. Peaches, golds, and blues are coldly water. My body's weak and my spirit's stronger. No use in staying here much longer. Use in staying here much longer. Meanwhile, Hazel first, Charles second, brother Larry, he's still living. Long time since I left Ohio now. How could I ever be the same? Gave up my language, my religion. I learned the words to ask them for your hand. For a crowded house where all were welcome, children raised and dresses mended, scotch poured, the music played. Went on and on and on. And Jane, my little firecracker, you go ahead, I'm coming after. I've always been a little slower, but it doesn't matter now. Peaches, golds, and blues like holy water. My body's weak and my spirit's stronger. No use in staying here much longer. Use in staying here much longer. I was a child. Like holy water.
That was a lovely little coda at the end there on that tune. That was Montreal-based singer-songwriter Claire Morrison. And that track was called Jane, bracket, My Little Firecracker by Claire Morrison. Okay, we're going to move into Joe Stanton. He's got some great tracks. This is a new one from him called Vintage.
Today, like it's never gonna stop, falling till the clouds have run dry. Like the tears of grief running down my cheeks, the window streaks hide all that's inside. Noah built a boat, built it out of faith and nails, and when it started raining, went along for the ride. God, I'm gonna miss you like there's a hole in my soul until the day I die. I'm gonna run like the river shout, like the thunder rolling across the sky. And I'm gonna sing like the rain on the roof. I will find my truth and I will make me proud. Time is the rain falling, gonna make me tall. It's gonna lay me down someday. Standing on a hill, gonna let the wind blow strong while I bend and bow and sway. Reaching for the sky, living in the light, waiting for the rain, standing in the ground. You can see the way, even when the night's unfolding right before your eyes. You'll live until the day. Shout like thunder rolling across the sky. And I'm gonna sing like the rain on the roof. I will find my truth and I will make me proud. I'm gonna make me proud. Thank you.
right. That was Rick Sparks and the Enablers, the track called Car Crash Sequence. And Rick Sparks and the Enablers, they're from PEI out here on the East Coast. And that's where I am right now, in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Tomorrow I'm flying to Toronto and then over to Vancouver, checking out music, playing music, and enjoying music everywhere I go. We're going to take a short pause. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Here we go. Another track from PEI, actually. The band is called Pearly Gate. We'll be right back.
Join CFRC on September 28th at the Burham Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Sound Tech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and sound check basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
Hi, my name is Corey, and I am one of the managing editors of Quilt, a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's. Right now, we are hiring for our 2025-2026 team, and I want to invite you to apply. We're looking for undergraduate students for our financial team, event planners, illustrators and layout designers, editorial board, copy editors, and outreach team. We are also seeking grad student advisors to work alongside the editorial board. To find more information and a link to apply, go to our Instagram at QUQuilt.
On Friday, September 5th, we have a primetime clash under the lights at Richardson Stadium. The Gales and the Laurier Golden Hawks meet for the first time since the 2024 OUA semifinals. Can the Gales score a measure of revenge against the defending champs?
Touchdown, Queen!
Or will the Golden Hawks soar to their fourth straight victory over the Gales?
No! No! You are kidding me!
Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Friday, September 5th at 6:15 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 6:30 p.m. kickoff.
As summer winds down, KPP Concerts is keeping it hot this fall with a stacked lineup of great concerts at the Broom Factory this September. On September 12th, check out Mountainhead, and then Colorado on September 14th, and Punk Icons Propaganda on September 15th. Don't miss Hamilton's The Dirty Nil on September 19th, followed by The Broke's tribute to The Strokes on September 20th. And then on September 26th, check out Petit Bellevaux and Neofolk Icons Bridge City Sinners on September 27th. The month ends with Yukon Blonde, the night of September 28th at Broom Factory. All shows are co-sponsored by us here at CFRC 101.9 FM, and for a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
On Friday, September 5th, we have a primetime clash under the lights at Richardson Stadium. The Gales and the Laurier Golden Hawks meet for the first time since the 2024 OUA semifinals. Can the Gales score a measure of revenge against the defending champs?
Touchdown, Queen!
Or will the Golden Hawks soar to their fourth straight victory over the Gales?
No! No! You are kidding me!
Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Friday, September 5th at 6:15 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 6:30 p.m. kickoff.
Hi, I'm Lauren Carson, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hello and welcome to Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy, and this show is an all-audio comedy show. I host it every Monday at 10:30 a.m. Welcome, welcome. If you've never tuned in before, we play a variety of different things, mostly stand-up comedy, occasionally sketch comedy, funny songs, funny poetry, funny stories, whatever I feel is funny, and I think people will enjoy. If you ever want to make a suggestion for some comedy, please go to cfrc.ca. There's a ton of good information about the station there, and you can contact me through the website, either through the phone and through the email that is listed on the website. Just be forewarned, I can't play anything the day of if you're contacting me during one of my shows, but I certainly can edit things that you send to me, bleep out swear words, that kind of thing, all in the name of good taste. If you really love CFRC like I do, and you feel like you want to celebrate this friendly community radio station and support us, we have merchandise for sale. If you go to our website, cfrc.ca/merchandise, there are a ton of different things you can purchase and support this wonderful station. We have t-shirts, a wonderful hoodie, toques, and if you're a Queen's University student, there are jacket bars with CFRC 101.9 FM on them. Please go to cfrc.ca if you want to buy any of our merch. Today we have some comedy by Jim Gaffigan. Very, very funny stand-up comedian. You might remember him from his show, The Jim Gaffigan Show, where he did a sitcom about himself, his family, and his friends. He is a 6-time Grammy-nominated comedian, actor, writer, producer, 2-time New York Times best-selling author, 3-time Emmy-winning top touring performer, and a multi-platinum-selling recording artist. He's known around the world for his unique brand of humor, which largely revolves around his observations on life. He's been in movies such as Three Kings, Super Troopers 1 and 2, and Chappaquiddick. He's also guest starred on many television comedies and dramas, from Portlandia and Bob's Burgers to the HBO cult hit Flight of the Conchords. I'm going to play for you some of his opinions about Canada and our way of living in comparison to the American way of living. Here he is, Mr. Jim Gaffigan on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I suppose the most famous Canadian right now is Drake, right? I saw Drake in concert a couple months ago. I bet you wouldn't even think I would be friends with Drake, but guess what? I'm not. But I did see Drake in concert. I had two shows in Las Vegas in the same night, and after the second show, the promoter came up to me and he goes, "Hey, Jim, Drake is doing a special show here in a nightclub in the casino. Would you like to go and feel uncomfortable?" I just finished my second show. It was like 11:30, and I was like, you know what? I want to go. You know, I might not be a Drake expert, but, you know, I have friends that like Drake. Well, my 6-year-old Patrick likes Drake, so I want to impress Patrick. So the promoter took Ted and I, and he escorted us through the casino to the nightclub where all these Drake fans were waiting to go in. They all looked at me like, oh, my gosh, there's Drake's accountant. And they brought us in the club, and set us up at a table, and they got us drinks and everything, and they're like, do you need anything else? And I was like, when does Drake go on? And they're like, 2:30. And I was like, cool, can I get a wake-up call? Because it was probably midnight at this point, so I had to decide, do I wait 2.5 hours to see one of the biggest musicians of today, who I personally knew one of his songs, or do I go back to my room and sleep? And I just figured, God's plan, right? God's plan. So I spent the next 2.5 hours hanging around these drunk Drake fans, trying to stay awake. After an hour, I realized Drake is just a combination of the words drunk and awake. Drake. Two:30 finally came. No Drake. Around 2:45, I was like, did Drake pick up a shift at Tim Hortons? Drake finally went on at 3 a.m. I don't know, maybe slept in. 3 a.m. You know, like, if you're even out at 3 a.m., you've made a couple bad decisions. That's when Drake starts work. And I work at night. I like working at night. And generally, the later a job starts, the more appealing. But 3 a.m., Drake might as well be hosting the Today Show. He could fill in for Savannah Guthrie. Drake did an hour show. He performed from 3 to 4. I learned later on he was paid $2 million for that 1 hour of work. So we make the same. The show ended at 4, and I started walking back to my room, 4 a.m. in Vegas, which is 7 a.m. here on the East Coast, and I live in New York, and so it's like 7 a.m. in New York and 9:13 in Newfoundland. But I was walking back, I was like, you know, it's 7 a.m., and I should just call home. So I called home, my wife answered, and she was like, what are you doing awake? And I'm like, it's a long story. Is Patrick, our six-year-old, is he awake? And she put Patrick on the phone, and I'm like, Patrick, you're not going to believe who I just saw in concert. I saw Drake. And Patrick said, who's Drake? So it was worth it. It was totally worth it. I saw a moose. Have you seen him? I saw a moose in person. I mean, or in moose. I'm a person who saw a moose. And I tell you, I don't feel like I was ready. I don't know how big I thought a moose was gonna be, but I was way off. I was way off. It was huge. And I feel like I should have been warned. Like someone should have been like, you might see a moose, get ready. But my friend was like, you might see a moose, have fun. Like it was a butterfly or something. Hopefully you'll see a moose. So I was like in shock when I saw it. I was like, wow, whoa. Are they shooting a Star Wars movie up here? How many people are in that moose costume? At least three. It was huge. It was the size of like a Transformer. It was gigantic. And then my friend was like, don't get close, it'll kill you. What? At that moment, I realized my moose knowledge didn't exist. I knew nothing about moose. Like, my moose knowledge, it comes from cartoons. In cartoons, moose are like, hey, how you doing? But in real life, they're like, I'm gonna kill you! How did that translate? Never hear moose in those animal songs, right? The cow goes moo, the cat goes meow, the moose goes, I'm gonna stomp you to death. Did you know that the plural of moose is reginas? That surprised me. I wasn't ready for that. I performed in Lethbridge, Alberta. Lethbridge. If you don't know anything about Lethbridge, don't feel bad. Neither do people in Lethbridge. I asked them, I was like, hey, what should I know about Lethbridge? And they're like, oh. Is there anything I should know about Lethbridge? Like, Calgary's 2 hours away. Is this like a temporary city? Did everyone just show up a month ago? We got like a bridge. A lot of those Western Canadian cities have a bridge that they tell you about. We got the longest land bridge over a small ass body of water. I don't know if you should brag about that. That sounds like a mistake. An engineering error. We got a highway with no exits. That might be on purpose. Yeah. Kitchener, I had schnitzel. Kitchener, or as I refer to it, Berlin. Because Kitchener is very German, right? Any Germans here? Yeah? That's about the extent of German pride. It helps that we're in the dark. I don't want to lose my job. world wine. I was in Vienna, Austria, and they were like insistent that they were not German. We're not German. We're not German. We're totally different. I mean, we speak German, and our you know, our culture is German, but you know, and in every war we fought with Germany, but we're not German. I almost believe you. We're having an election in America, so there's bound to be some Americans that threaten to move to Canada. If that person gets elected, I'm moving to Canada. I don't remember Canada extending an invitation. It's like... And I've been coming to Canada for years, been recruited zero times. No one's ever called me, hey, you live in the States? You ever thought of making a move? How you feel about clam juice? He better stop with the clam jokes. It's just, it's getting too much. In my hotel, there is a youth hockey team staying there. There is a youth hockey team staying in every Canadian hotel. Are they allowed to go home? How long are these tournaments? Every hotel, every time I'm in an elevator in a Canadian hotel, I feel like someone in the other room's like, send in the kids with the smelly hockey bags. There's not enough room. Just do it. Just do it. Tell them we'll give them clam juice. That better be the last clam juice joke. The youth hockey league, that's all about the Canadian hockey dream, right? They're, you know, parents drive their children all around Canada because there's the dream that maybe their child might be, just by chance, maybe the next Wayne Gretzky, right? And I'm here to tell you, it's probably not. There's only one great one, and I think he lives in Phoenix. Let's kill him. I remember the first time I came to Canada, the big difference I noticed was that things are measured differently, right? Temperature and distance. And I remember at the time being like, well, that's annoying. And then eventually I realized it wasn't just Canada, it was the entire world that uses the metric system, except for us. I tell you, it was strange as an American to realize every other country on the planet was wrong. Right? It should change for us, because we all know God loves America more. And that love is measured in feet. Now, here's how I can tell the way Americans measure things is annoying. Because occasionally you'll run into a British person who will announce their weight in stones. I'm nearly 12 stone. I'm sorry, are you a caveman? Me equals 12 rock. Me is taller than log. How do the English say stone with a straight face? It's like, how do you condescend to the entire world when you're weighing yourself in boulders? We're going to leave the EU and return to our pebble economy. I do love doing international shows. It's different with Trump as president. I know you guys are all fans of his. But no, it's different with Trump as president. It's kind of like having a parent that's an alcoholic. Show up in a country like, sorry about my dad. To get the phone from him. Proving harder than we thought. I find Canadians are the least fazed by Trump. Because, you know, within the world, you know, it's like, because Canadians, you know, Trump is just an exaggeration of the American stereotype. You know, Americans are known as obnoxious. Trump is just turning up the dial. Right? fine. That's the American stereotype, obnoxious. The Canadian stereotype, polite, which is not a stereotype, it's a compliment. But you guys still get angry. Like, we're not polite, we're passive aggressive. But what you don't realize to an American, passive aggressive is polite. But everything about Canada is pleasant. Even the Canadian flag. Most national flags have all these macho symbols like Mexico's an eagle eating a snake, America's stars and stripes, and Canada's just like, just put a leaf out there. One for every province. Ah, just one maple leaf. But I started my Canadian tour in the Maritimes. I started in Halifax. Halifax, I landed. The first thing I did is I ate a donair. And the second thing I did was have explosive diarrhea. I should have known something bad was coming. When I walked in, the guy was like, you don't even look drunk. I'm not. Here you go. Did you know that Donair was started by a Turkish immigrant who moved to Halifax and wanted to open a toilet paper company? It's really a beautiful Canadian story. It really is. Those Donairs are amazing. You know, that's that spicy meat with that sweet sauce, which I'm almost positive is just melted ice cream. Of a donair making cookies and cream. That donair meat, I still can't find out what it is. It's like, you know, dancer and prancer and donair and blitzen. But do you recall the most tasty diarrhea causing meat of all? It's the donair. I'm convinced that the donair was just created so we can digest poutine. Right? Some guy went to the doctor. I had poutine a month ago. The doctor's like, I'm going to prescribe you a donair. Is it going to work? I'm also going to give you a prescription for a diaper. Very important you put the diaper on before you eat the donair. Of course, poutine. Oh my gosh, poutine. At this point, are there any Canadian restaurants that don't serve poutine? I picked one up at, what was it? It was a Booster Juice. It's like, yeah, I had the kale poutine. Smoothie. It was delicious. Poutine. I know some of you pronounce it poutine, but you're still saying poo. I love poutine, and I eat unhealthy, and some would say I built a career out of eating unhealthy. But, you know, poutine, it's a little irresponsible. I mean, after all, I don't want to die. It's almost like someone was just trying to make French fries more unhealthy. Well, what if we cover in everything that causes heart disease? Let's do it. We have free health care. In Edmonton, I had pierogi poutine. Yeah, I had to sign a waiver and everything. It's the first food I had to provide emergency contact for. It was delicious, but do we need pierogi poutine? Has anyone ever eaten poutine and been like, you know what this needs? Carbs. It started in Quebec, right? And now it's everywhere in Canada. But you know there was probably a part of Canada that was like, wait a minute, we're as a country, we're going with the French fry thing? Not salmon or beaver tail? I guess that's better than syrup. you know that poutine in French means Vladimir Putin? I'm just saying. I love how poutine is different in different provinces. Like, you know, or in, like in Ottawa, there's the squeaky cheese that goes on the poutine, right? There's the squeaky cheese. The first time I performed in Ottawa, it was in April during a poutine fest. And I learned later on it was the second poutine fest of the year. Which means sometime in January or February, someone was at a poutine fest and they were like, why don't we do this next month? Like, if you do, if it happens every month, that's not a festival. That's a habit. Last time I was in Ottawa, it was during Winterlude. Winterlude, you know, of course, it's an outdoor festival in February. Okay. You know, in America, when there's horrible weather, we cancel events. You guys kind of plan around them. Hey, you know how it's the coldest month of the year? What if we had a party outside? Why would we do that? It could be like an interlude between the poutine fests. I have to admit, I'm a little disappointed by the number of Tim Hortons in town. There's some, but you go to some cities in Canada and the number of Tim Hortons is uncomfortable. Like, you drive by the fifth one and you're like, is this a Tim Hortons theme park? Are we sure they're only selling coffee and donuts? Canadians, you guys are always like, that's our Dunkin' Donuts. That's our Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, in America, we don't have Dunkin' Donuts on every block. Tim Hortons is like America's stop sign.
Hi, I'm Danny Michelle, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
That sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to 6 feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer from this community kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky Feral Fitness Series Kids.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Did you know that CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media? Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.
Just cannot believe in me. Shoot, 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 shoot.